Harry and the rest of the Gryffindor team entered the Great Hall the next day to enormous applause. Harry couldn't help grinning broadly as he saw that both the Ravenclaw and Hufflepuff tables were applauding them too. The Slytherin table hissed loudly as they passed. Harry noticed that Malfoy looked even paler than usual. Wood spent the whole of breakfast urging his team to eat while touching nothing himself. Then he hurried them off to the field before anyone else had finished, so they could get an idea of the conditions. As they left the Great Hall, everyone applauded again. "Good luck, Harry," called Cho. Harry felt himself blushing. "Okay, no wind to speak of. Sun's a bit bright. That could impair your vision. Watch out for it. Ground's fairly hard. Good, that'll give us a fast kickoff." Wood paced the field, staring around with the team behind him. Finally, they saw the front doors of the castle open in the distance and the rest of the school spilling onto the lawn. "Locker rooms," said Wood tersely. None of them spoke as they changed into their scarlet robes. Harry wondered if they were feeling like he was, as though he'd eaten something extremely wriggly for breakfast. In what seemed like no time at all, Wood was saying, "Okay, it's time. Let's go." They walked out onto the field to a tidal wave of noise. Three-quarters of the crowd was wearing scarlet rosettes, waving scarlet flags with the Gryffindor lion upon them, or brandishing banners with slogans like "Go Gryffindor" and "Lions for the Cup." Behind the Slytherin goalposts, however, 200 people were wearing green. The silver serpent of Slytherin glittered on their flags, and Professor Snape sat in the very front row, wearing green like everyone else, and a very grim smile. "And here are the Gryffindors," yelled Lee Jordan, who was acting as commentator as usual. "Potter, Bell, Johnson, Spinett, Weasley, and Wood. Widely acknowledged as the best team Hogwarts has seen in a good few years." Lee's comments were drowned by a tide of boos from the Slytherin end. "And here comes the Slytherin team led by Captain Flint. He's made some changes in the lineup and seems to be going for size rather than skill." More boos from the Slytherin crowd. Harry, however, thought Lee had a point. Malfoy was easily the smallest person on the Slytherin team. The rest of them were enormous.
"Captains, shake hands," said Madam Hooch.
Flint and Wood approached each other and grasped each other's hand very tightly. It looked as though each was trying to break the other's fingers.
"Mount your brooms," said Madam Hooch. "3, 2, 1.